it's Joanne, and tonight I have been looking at a Everybody Walk initiative that has been put out by the National Physical Activity Society that I took a training at. The part that I've been looking at tonight is the Walking for Mental Wellness guest post. It is by Tyler Norris and Taylor Cuckoo. These guys put together this article that goes into detail about the benefits of walking, not only for weight management and lowering blood pressure and reducing the rate of strokes that data has been available for a while, but they have put together a listing of the research that's been done for mental health improvement. These are just a few of the ways that they detail that. So the first one is that it promotes cognitive function, and there are several articles that they detail there. One is a 2013 article that is on the National Institutes of Health website. That article is titled "The Influence of Exercise on Cognitive Abilities," and the authors are Gomez, Pinilla, and Charles Hillman. That article is interesting as well. They also go into the facts that are now known that aerobic exercise leads to the release of brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's BDNF. And that article I did not go into very far, and it has many authors listed on it. But both of those articles are interesting because it shows that the more you exercise today or walk, even the more you can benefit from cognitive functioning in the decades that are to come. The second way that they list that walking and physical activities enhance mental wellness are that it boosts mood. They talk about what is called the runner's high, and that is where exercise releases endorphins, which are chemicals that reduce pain, that it actually acts as a natural sedative, and then after a while, it gives the brain an energized feeling. Unlike the drug morphine or a narcotic, the endorphins don't do any physical damage to the body. There are no side effects. And so that's why they call it a natural runner's high. The mood boosting effects that they discuss in this article are a little more in detail. And it says that as soon as 5 minutes after you start the physical activities to about 30 minutes after the activity is done, and even more long term, the more exercise, and not only the longer term the exercise takes place, but the more often the exercise takes place, the more the mood will be boosted, and you will see significant reduction of symptoms of anxiety and depression. And then they go into how physical activity can be a welcome distraction, and that is how it has mood boosting effects, because if you are distracted in what we call the zone, which is a mental state of being fully immersed in an enjoyable activity, then you really don't have time to worry. So it's kind of a win-win situation for you, because you're doing something good for your body and you're also not having any time to worry. Another item that is on this list is that exercise, although you will feel tired after you exercise, it can actually increase energy levels and reduce fatigue. So even especially in times of added stress, This extra energy is a vital resource that helps us from feeling overwhelmed. And then they discuss boosting self-esteem because you get into better physical shape, you feel better about yourself, you feel more confident in your body, and then also promoting social interaction by connecting with others as you exercise, discussing your activities with other people, talking about ways that you can get into shape. And they have a conversation going online using the hashtag BeWell, BeWell. And they also have a website called the wellbeingtrust.org. And again, this can be found on the everybodywalk.org website. It is one of the partner updates, and it's a guest post by Tyler Norris and Taylor Coco. Again, this is Joanne, and thank you so much for listening tonight. Bye-bye.